Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to another Sunday morning of Let's Talk with Minister Sheila and myself. This is Cecilia. We thank you for all of your prayers. We thank you for all of your support. We thank you for praying for Apostle Sandra Thomas, praying for our president and everyone in his party, everyone that he's put into office. We thank you for praying for Minister Sheila, Minister Sylvia, Dr. Serena Wright, Elder Kendall, Servant Pastor Troy, Prophet Antoine Thomas. We just thank you. Thank you, thank you for praying for the men and women of God connected to Smile 3E, and most of all, that are obeying God on purpose. Nobody that you got to push or budge or beg, but they're obeying God willingly. It's like they're breathing oxygen. It's just that simple. It's automatic. So I will turn it over to Minister Sheila right now so that she can begin with a prayer and whatever the Lord has given her, and then I will follow after her. Minister Sheila, are you ready?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, our Father, and the Son, Lord Christ Jesus. I want to thank you, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, for this program and to allowing me to participate in the wonderful service of Let's Talk. Let's talk about the favoritism that God, excuse me, that God has shown each and every one of us. And like I said, it was his favor to bless us with another day of life, to give us another day to birth our body and to bless us with his knowledge, his life of love, that if it was not for him, oh, hallelujah, Jesus, I nor you, anyone, would be here this morning. Wasn't for no alarm clock. It wasn't for your kids, for your husband, your wife, your neighbor, or whatever it is that you say woke you up this morning. It was the grace of God. Father, I come unto you today. Another day of bless, of life and love, of mercy that you have given to let me share another day for your love. Lord, I ask you to look upon each and every man, woman, child, all humans, boys, girls, babies, elderly people that you have blessed for another day of life. And I'm asking them, and I'm asking you to send the angels to them to let them understand you are the reason we are still here. You are the reason that we have another day to get right in our life, to get God in our life, to understand without God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, we would not have life. No matter what the devil was telling us, we need to understand that it's you, God, only you, excuse me, with another day of life. Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for waking up each and every one. No matter how many times we repeat ourselves, no matter how many times we would say, we got to do better. Yes, we have to do better by God, to show him the love and to praise his name and to thank him for a life that he has chose to give us. Lord, I thank you for each and every man, woman, boy, girl, elderly people, babies, teenagers. Lord, we need you. We need you in our lives. So many don't understand. So many don't even know how to pray to you, how to talk to you. Don't even know about you. They know about you, but they don't know the real lesson and knowledge of you. Lord, we need your help in this world today. So much has gone wrong. We need you to help us understand that it's you that we need in our life. No matter what drugs or alcohol or mishap or damaging we doing to our lives, we need to get on our knees and ask you to correct us, Lord. Fix us, make us right. Help us to understand that we are here to be for you, to have you the head of our life. Lord, I ask you to bless all of us that's going through any illness, any financial trouble, any hardship, any problems in life, to turn it over to you, Lord. Ask for your help. Ask you how to guide them through whatever the situation is. I ask you, and I thank you for blessing me. Although, excuse me, you know, I have a cold. I'm going through a health problem. But, Lord, I know you and only you. No matter what the doctors say, I know you can make it all better. Excuse me. I know it's you, God. And I won't go nowhere else but to you, because I know you are my life. You are the head of my life, from my head to my soul, from my heart, body, and soul. God, it's only you. And I need you to bless others that they know it's only you, and for you that they need to talk to ask you for the guideline, ask you for forgiveness, to ask you to show you the way. Send them the angels of the Lord. We need to be blessed in the blood of Jesus to help us to understand, to show us how to not bless, only ask to be blessed for ourselves, to help that maybe we can bless others. Although we might be going through some health, but sometimes we still have something or some kind of word or something, or somehow we can bless others. Lord, I ask you to bless all my brothers, my sisters, my daughters, my son, my granddaughters, my grandson, in my bloodline and in my spiritual line. Lord, bless this government that they might wake up and to understand the people are here for you to help run this world, not through your way, but through the right way. Don't be having little fits of going by, trying to change the world and try to make it your way. The world, you are in them offices and the department, is for the people, for all the people to get along, to love and to enjoy and to understand each other. Lord, we need your help. We need you to bless Apostle Sandra Thomas and Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon, Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Serena Wright, Elder Kathy Kendall. I need you to bless all the men and women of God, the ones I know and I don't know. Lord, I need your knowledge, and I need your help, and I need you to help us all understand that without you, we are nothing. Lord, we need your help in the streets. We need your help through all our financial, all our ways of life, to understand and to know that we need you and only you, and without you, we would not be. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. God, I can never thank you enough, but I thank you for another day that you have given me, another day to thank you, to love you, and to praise your name. I thank you in the name of Jesus that all will come to be whole and to love and to walk in your footsteps forever days of my life that you have chosen to give me. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Back into your hands, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer. We appreciate it, and it was much needed. So thanks again, Minister Sheila. I'm going to start off with a quick melody. I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. We have to get to a place in our life that we know that the Word of God says that the Father seeketh such to worship him, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We must know that even our foundational scripture, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What is it that God has called you to do? What is it that God has told you to do? Where is it? How did he tell you to do it? You might even say, but I don't even know why. But even in the midst of not knowing why, the destiny of God that's calling you, that has purposed you, are you in obedience to it? Are you running from it? Are you trying to hide from it when you know there's nowhere you can hide? If you go to the depths of hell, he could see you. If you go to the seas, he can see you. If you try to hide in the skies, in the jungle, in the forest, he can see you. In the desert, he can see you. There's nowhere you can go that God will not see you. Even when Adam and Eve tried to hide from him, he knew where they were. When they tried to conceal themselves, when they finally became into the knowledge of who and what their bodies were, and they were covering them. You know, I love it how God has orchestrated things where he covers us. He protects us. God has made it where husbands are to cover and protect their wives. God has made it for leaders and kings and queens and presidents and managers and directors and CFOs and deputy secretaries and secretaries and presidents and vice presidents and secretaries of the state and chief of staffs and all these types of titles, generals and admirals and ward masters and supervisors and team leads. They're given a job to do, but yet they're still to cover and protect and treat fairly their team members, their employees, their contractors, their students, their interns. Well, each disciple that Jesus called had a responsibility. And will you be remembered by that which you were called, or will you be remembered by this? I just want to share these quick verses with you. And this is talking about when Jesus called his 12 disciples in Mark 3:13-19. And the first verse says, "And he goeth up into a mountain, and calleth unto him whom he would. And they came unto him. And he ordained 12, that they should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils." Now let's go through who he called. And Simon, who he surnamed Peter. James, the son of Zebedee. John, the brother of James. Are you going to be remembered by your surname? Are you going to be remembered by who you're the son and daughter of? Are you going to be remembered by who you're the brother or sister of? He surnamed them Boanerges, which means the sons of thunder. So he said John, but he also said the brother of James. And then he came back and said, whom which they're called the sons of thunder. And then Andrew and Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus. See, again, remembered by who they're the son and daughter of. That's something. Are you remembered by who your parents are? Are you remembered by who you're the sibling of? Are you remembered by just your name, like Andrew and Philip and Thaddeus? Or Simon, are you remembered by your race? It says Simon, the Canaanite. Or are you remembered by what you did? The last name, Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him, and they went into a house. Wow, let's read that again. Simon, he surnamed Peter. James, the son of Zebedee. John, the brother of James. And then they're remembered by him calling them the sons of thunder. Andrew, by his name. Philip, by his name. Bartholomew, by his name. Matthew, by his name. Thomas, by his name. James, the son of Alphaeus. He was remembered by his name, his father. Wow, another one. Thaddeus, by his name. Simon, the Canaanite, by his race, his ethnicity, his culture. Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him. Judas was remembered as the traitor, the person that betrayed Jesus. Now, there are some other things. It's said that Peter and Paul were martyred in Rome, that Paul was beheaded, and that Peter was crucified upside down at his request, since he did not feel he was worthy to die in the same manner as the Lord. Andrew. Wow. It says, Andrew, not only did the Christians claim him to bring the gospel, but guess what? It said that he preached in Turkey and in Greece, where he said to have been crucified. The very places that he went to preach, one of them, he was crucified there. Thomas. He preached the gospel too. It's claimed that he died when he was pierced through with a spear of four soldiers. He was murdered as well. Philip. It said that Philip had converted the wife of a Roman, and that Roman, a powerful Roman, in retaliation, then had Philip arrested and cruelly put to death. Not just killed, but cruelly put to death. And then Matthew. They say he was not martyred. While others say he was stabbed to death in Ethiopia. So it's different stories about what happened to Matthew. And who knows if these are even true. Bartholomew. There's various accounts of how he met his death. But they're still attributed to a type of martyrdom for the gospel. James, remember, the son of Alphaeus. They're saying that he was stoned and then clubbed to death. Simon the Zealot. They're saying he was killed after refusing to sacrifice to a sun god. Matthias. They're saying that he was put to death by burning. Oh, my goodness. But it's also said he was sent, traditionally was sent to Syria with Andrew. And to death by burning. John, you know, he was persecuted. he escaped different things after being cast into a boiling oil. That's what it says about him. He was persecuted. He was exiled. He was put in boiling oil. My, my, my. How will you be remembered? Will you be remembered by how you lived and how you died? Will you be remembered for what you did for God? Will you be remembered as, oh, that was just collateral damage? We lost them and it didn't really mean anything. Will your family remember you? I'm going to go off in another direction for a minute. Sometimes everyone can grow up in the same house and yet everyone be different. Minister Sheila, Minister Sylvia, myself, Apostle Sandra Thomas, Pastor Linda Handy, Elder Carol, the late Elder Carol, Elders Deborah, all grew up in the same house. May not have been on the same floor, but grew up in the same house. After their father passed, our father, Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila, our father, kind of stepped in. After their mom passed, our mom, you know, stepped in. In our home, my mother brought in many people's families and took care of them. But yet, even all of those that were brought in are different. Some are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Some are serving Allah. Some aren't serving anybody but themselves. Out of all of the people that she brought into the home, the one thing that she always taught us was about God. And if anyone would say that, she didn't, I would want to know what mindset were they in when they came. Were they dealing with some type of addiction that they can't even remember what really happened? Well, one thing is for sure and for certain. All of us were raised in the same household. All of us were raised by the same person. Some of us had sis taking care of us, and some of us didn't have to have sis taking care of us. We have our sister Minnie, who was brought up, you know, for a long time with us. I mean, she did a lot of things while she was with us. But all of us are different. Some of us are sensitive or more sensitive than the other. Some of us are more direct than the other. Some of us have various insecurities and low self-esteem. And some have more self-esteem and pride and vanity that they could spread it around those that don't have enough. My goodness. Some of us trust in the Lord with all of our heart and we lean not to our own understanding. Some of us know that many are the trials of the righteous, but God will deliver us out of them all. Some of us realize that even when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Lord will deliver us. Many of us understand that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Many of us realize they that patiently wait on the Lord, that he will renew our strength. We understand that we have to trust God. We have to trust in what he said. We have to trust in the silence, the Selah moment. We have to trust in the wait. We have to trust in knowing, even as Minister Sheila began with her prayer, that his favor is not something that we have to merit, but it's what he gives us because he loves us. He has an unconditional love towards us. How do we know? Once again, as Minister Sheila was praying, he allowed us to wake up this morning in our right mind. Some of us may have aches and pains going on, but we're able to move and do this and do that. Somebody woke up and they can't move today. Somebody woke up and they can't hear or see today. Somebody woke up and they can't talk today. Somebody woke up and they can't even have a cough. They can't even cough out the phlegm out of their own throat. Somebody else got to suction it out for them. Somebody today woke up and they can't even go to the bathroom on their own. They have various colostomies and various apparatuses that they have to help them, even Foley bags. Somebody woke up this morning and they had to have a pill to help them to go to sleep and another one to help them to wake up. Oh, my God. There's people that are going through things that have grown up in the same house that you've grown up in, but their fight is different than your fight. The 12 disciples all walked with Jesus, but yet they all did different things. Only recorded in the Bible is it when Peter denied Jesus three times. Doesn't mean the other people didn't, but it's only recorded about Peter doing it. The betrayal of Judas Iscariot that later killed himself. That's what they were all in the same house. He called them all. They all sat with him. They all ate with him. They all slept where he slept. They all went where he went. I mean, Jesus even, you know, helped Peter to walk on the water. He even showed them how to tell the storm to be still. He even showed them how to cast out devils, and even when they couldn't do it, he showed them. He said, these kind come out by fasting and prayer. Jesus, whom God has given us as the master teacher, Rabboni, they walked with him. Do we spend enough time with him that people can tell that we've been with him? Like when Peter was warming his hand, and the lady said, ah, she has seen him with Jesus. Will they recognize that you've been with Jesus? Will they see and the salt? Will they see and know the word that's coming out of your mouth because it's the word of God? It's blessed. It's in connection and alignment with the direct will in the center of God's will in his word. Is there a type of aroma that when you enter the room, the fragrance of God enters with you? The fragrance of his peace. The fragrance of his joy unspeakable. The fragrance of his peace that surpasses all understanding. The fragrance of knowing that he have come that we may be blessed and bless that more abundantly. My, my, my. Many people, when me and my sisters are together, they can tell that we're sisters because we all look alike. And the question is, when people see us, do we look like Jesus? We look like one another, but do we look like Jesus? We look like our parents, but do we look like Jesus in the spirit realm? Is there evidence that we've been with Jesus? Is there evidence that when we worship him in the spirit and in truth? That's how we've been worshiping God. Is there evidence that the Holy Spirit is indwelling on the inside of us and that we're submitting and yielding to his leading and his guiding? Is it evidence that the word of God is on the inside of us and so God doesn't have to push us or prod us and convince us? But we love him so much until we do what we're supposed to do, go where we're supposed to go, say what we're supposed to say, hold back when we're supposed to hold back. Because, see, sometimes the world will tell you, I'm just saying. I want to get that person told when God could have said, shh, not the right time. Shh, not the right place. Shh, wrong person. They're not mature enough for that word. Shh. The enemy is playing with their mind and their heart right now. They'll receive it wrong. Or sometimes did he tell you, go right to the root of it and get the axe of the word and cut it at the very core? For this enemy you see today, you will see no more, because it has been drowned in the Red Sea. Or did God say, do you remember when you were there? The grace that I showed you. Do you remember how many times I warned you? How many times I ministered to you? How many times God has encouraged you? Let's remember. We don't know what's going on and why God has allowed us to be in the government shutdown right now, which is impacting so many of us. Some people with food, some people with transportation, some people with the ability to put gas in their car, some people with just having the peace of mind or stability of having a job that God has blessed them with. We don't know why. We think we know, because we'll say, you know, your president this, your president that. But God allowed it. What lessons are we to learn right now? I know I've seen churches giving out gift cards. I've seen churches giving out food and clothing and different things to shut down victims. I've seen banks and credit unions, mostly credit unions, doing things to help people. But I'm here to tell you, when's the last time that we took care of Jerusalem? When's the last time? I haven't heard about it, but I'm sure it's happening. I'm sure it's family somewhere that's coming together, and they're pooling their resources, and they're coming together like the apostles, and they're blessing their family members that are in need. Somebody might say, but he or she didn't ask. How many times has God blessed you and done right by you, and you didn't have to ask? How many times did Jesus feed the people? They didn't come and say, I need food. He just knew that they needed the food, and so he sent for the boy that had the fish and the loaves. They didn't say, God, feed us, feed us. We're hungry. He just knew to do the right thing. Somebody, Social Security didn't come in. Somebody's aid didn't come in. Somebody's, yeah, their check didn't come in. Somebody, they're not just worried about themselves, but they're worried about that business owner, that's been depending on those payments that they send them. There's some small businesses being affected by the shutdown because people are not able to come and buy with them. There are some people being laid off because of the shutdown. There's a type of spiritual bankruptcy that's going on right now because people forget that the government is doing things based off of revenues and taxes. It's not like proprietary. Proprietary is like that store owner that's profits are coming in because we're taking our funds in there and giving it to them. Somebody's going to go out of business just because of this. Somebody's going to have to file bankruptcy because of this. Somebody's marriage is failing because of this. Somebody's child is suffering because of this. So let's pray for our president. Let's pray for the Democrats and the Republicans. Let's pray for the Senate and the House and the Congressmen. Let's pray for the government workers. Let's pray for those that are family members of the government workers that need to come together to assist the person without them asking, that need to do stuff and pray for them without them asking, and those that have even asked that their family members have changed their minds and have said no. God, I pray that he would change their minds and have them to do things that they need to be doing. That marriage that's suffering right now because of the financial issues and the stresses that's going on, I pray that God would help them right now. Because, see, a lot of people realize that those of us that are affected by the government shutdown are being impacted, but some of us forget about the businesses that were depending on us. Some of us forget about the family members that were depending on us. Some of us are so busy dealing with our day-to-day things that we're forgetting about this or that. Sometimes when I'm driving past the people that are, have the signs that says, I will work for food, I will do this, I will do that. Yes, yeah, some of them are doing it and they don't have the ability to do better. But some of them, that is their hustle, them out there asking you for that so they can get some more alcohol or get some more drugs or whatever. But somebody that usually blesses somebody and they were planning on them driving by, giving them $2 or $3, they can't do it. Some place that the food shelter, where people were going to get the food and shelter, they don't have it now. Because the people that used to give now need to come there and get a bag or a box themselves. So how will you be remembered? Will you be remembered as someone that listened to God? Someone that obeyed God? Will you be remembered by whose son or daughter or sister or brother you are? Will you be remembered for the disobedience that you did, whether it was as Judas that betrayed Jesus, or for the person that tried to run and God had to put you into the well of a creature, the belly of a creature like a whale, or whatever the thing was that Jonah had to be put in? Will you be remembered because you were spewed out? Will you be remembered because you're Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and you went into the fiery furnace and Jesus met you there and you came out and you didn't even smell of the smoke? Will you be remembered for what you went through and how God brought you through? I thank God, I thank God, I thank God, as Minister Sheila always reminds us to. I thank God for every person that has prayed for those impacted by the government shutdown. I thank God for those who have prayed for the families of those impacted by the government shutdown, the friends, the associates, the businesses. I thank God for everyone that has prayed for our president and those that are in the White House with him and those that he's appointed to the different offices. I thank God for you praying for them, because only God can change the heart of the king. Some people, oh, they're throwing tantrums, they're doing this, they're doing that. But God can change the heart of the king. Nebuchadnezzar had to go into a reprobate state before he could be changed. Even the kings and the rulers over Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel knew the power and the authority of their God. People have to see the power and the authority of Minister Sheila, Minister Sylvia, and Cecilia's God. How he's keeping us. How he's making us whole. How he's blessing us. How he's causing us to be a blessing. How he's causing people to bless us. How goodness and mercy are overtaking us. How the blessings of the Lord are running after us and they're catching up with us and they're overflowing in our lives. And we turn around and we give God all the glory and all the praise for the financial healing, for the physical healing, for the spiritual healing. I thank God for every disciple. And right now I just want to share a quick prayer. Father God, I thank you for tearing down and destroying every stronghold. Strongholds of bondage. Strongholds of perversion and pride. Strongholds of jealousy. Strongholds of the Antichrist spirit, that deaf and dumb spirit. People acting like they can't hear you and they don't know what to say. God, I thank you for tearing down and destroying fear and familiar spirits. I thank you for tearing down and destroying idolatry and the infirmities that would try to keep your people, spirit of heaviness that would try to come upon your people for what they did or what they didn't do. God, I thank you for being our Jehovah Rapha, for you're the God that healeth us. We thank you for healing the central nervous system of your people, the cardiovascular and circular systems of your people, the lymphatic system of your people, the digestive systems of your people, the augmentary and the skin system of your people, the respiratory systems of your people, the musculoskeletal systems of your people, the reproductive and digestive system of your people. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to heal and make whole the people that have been in any type of victimization. We're hearing about this man or that woman that have done this or had this done to them. God, but we ask you to heal those that have been affected by these different types of people that have taken advantage of them, different types of addictions, different types of verbal and physical abuse. Heal them, God. Domestic abuse, discrimination, self-mutilation, God, self-condemnation, schizophrenia, all these types of emotional and chemical imbalances, poverty, bankruptcy, homelessness, unemployment, furloughs, God, whatever it is, from the days of John the Baptist until now. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. God, thank you for teaching us that you've given us the keys to bind and to loose. We thank you for your peace, your promises, your power, your purpose, how you're perfecting us, how you're proving us, how you're giving us prosperity and providence. God, we thank you for even in Ecclesiastes 7 and 5, it says, it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for the man to hear the songs of a fool. And 7 and 8 says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. So we thank you, God. We thank you for teaching us that there's a time and a season for everything. And just like in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, the world reminds us, and we must remind the world and every one of us personally, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. God, we need your favor, and we need your healing. We need to be whole in America. God, we need to be whole individually, corporately, and as a people for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Minister Sheila, I turn it back over to you for announcements and anything else that the Lord has given you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, for the words and the message that is so true, so right, and so much needed. I just want to thank each and every person that's listening to us this morning, however you have the way to listen, to understand, to thank God. First thing, middle thing, last thing, all through the day. It's more, I feel, of a blessing from him to you for acknowledging that through him we are still here, no matter what we're going through. God can solve them. But you got to give it up to him, pray to him, do right and be right by him. We're not all perfect. I can't say I am, and I don't really know one that is. But for all of us, we need to learn more, understand more, pray more, ask God for more ways of knowledge to be right by him. I give all of you the thanks and the glory from myself through God to say thank you for listening. Thank you for having a life to understand, and thanking you for asking for a life to understand, to learn more about God our Father and the Son, Christ Lord Jesus, that I can tell you without him, I would not be here. And without him, believe it or not, neither will you. I want to ask each and every one to tune in again till next Sunday at 9:30 Central Standard Time, a.m., 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to listen to more information, knowledge, and wisdom from Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, the woman of knowledge and words, and to listen to myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, with Let's Talk. I ask you to listen in to our Monday night service, Iron Sharpened Iron, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser with Iron Sharpened Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Friday nights, with God Still Heals, with Elder Kathy Kendall at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just want to say, don't go a day. You can say, don't go a minute, a second on the day of not saying, of not thanking God, because if it wasn't for Him, you know you would not be here. And to ask Him to send His guardian angels down to help you learn more, understand more, and live more for Him. I thank you, and I thank you, and I praise God for another day. Because if I say I can't never say it enough, thank you, and thank you, God. Because I know I would not be if you didn't say I can be. Thank you, thank you. Back to you, Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Thank you once again, Minister Sheila, for your devotion to God and this ministry. I know that whether people are listening to us live or listening to the archives, that the prayers, your words of encouragement are just what someone needed. They're a rhema word that someone needed for this day or days to come. And so I appreciate you. I thank God for you. And I ask God that He will bless you immensely, just because you not only said yes, but you did just what He told you to do. So stay blessed and stay encouraged in Jesus' name. So until tomorrow night, when it's Iron Sharpening Iron, with Minister Sheila and Minister Sylvia, you're going to enjoy the program as usual. God's going to use them to be a blessing to this world, to this nation, and to His people. Bye-bye.